All right. Well, now, Asheville is home to a lot of weird, scary, freaky stuff. And one place that really a lot of people are so afraid of is a place that is designed specifically to bring you as much horror as possible. It's called Pinhead's Graveyard. And we make a tradition out of touching base with some of the ghouls over there who are the world's greatest experts at making you pee your pants and scream as you are being chased through a cornfield with machetes. It's a very frightening experience. And the man who is in charge of ensuring the quality of that horror is Otis. And he is joining us this evening once again. Otis, welcome to Speaking of Strange.
How are you doing, Josh?
Hey, I am doing wonderful. In fact, I'm feeling a little bit more like you probably feel tonight. I just finished listening to an exorcism clip with a young woman screaming her head off, and I bet you hear that all day long, don't you?
All night long. Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Now, for somebody who doesn't know anything about Pinhead's Graveyard, tell us what you can expect if you venture to this place.
Pinhead's Graveyard, it's an outdoor haunted house, and this is our 12th year doing it. We focus on all the main movie characters. Michael Myers is down here, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, Pinhead is here. He keeps an eye on all of us, make sure we don't kill too many people. I am here, I've got Captain Spaulding and my bunny rabbit, my sister here, baby, with me. I'm watching Freddy Krueger hop up out of his mattress right now in Scare Group.
You know, I imagine that there are so many people, I was just saying momentarily on the radio there, that there are so many people right now who are frustrated and disgruntled, and they're angry because their money is running out, and they're all torn apart over the election. It must be such a great relief to be able to run around and chase people with weapons and just scare the hell out of them. Does that do something therapeutic and cathartic for you guys?
It is very therapeutic. All the anger that we had built up through the year and everything, it all comes out down here. No holds barred on the poor souls that come through here trying to make it out of here alive. So.
Okay, well, we got to take a short break here. Can you hang on with us?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I will be right here.
Okay, because when we come back, I want to ask you about some of the weirdest things that have happened so far this year to visitors who have come to Pinhead's Graveyard, some people who have just really been scared out of their minds. And folks, if you're listening, you've never been to the website, it's pinheadsgraveyard.com. There is a link at speakingofstrange.com. And when we come back, we'll also tell you how to get there if you think you're up for this. So I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange, the Halloween edition.
Tonight, we are invoking the spirits on the air, and they will drift across the mountains and seep through the speakers on your radio and just wait till you turn off the lights to go to sleep tonight. We expect to get a lot of phone calls tomorrow. Welcome back to the Halloween edition of Speaking of Strange, talking right now with Otis, who is at Pinhead's Graveyard.
I got a group right now. Run, human! It ain't nothing but nothing. No, run like scared little rabbits. Run, rabbits, run! All right, Josh, I'm here with you, buddy.
There is a lot of adrenaline pumping behind you tonight, isn't there?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, big weekend before Halloween.
Yeah. Okay, so now when you are out there, and I mean, obviously you guys, after doing this for 12 years, you have perfected the art of just scaring the hell out of people. What are some experiences after 12 years that stand out for you, especially if there's anything that's happened, you know, this season?
Just recently, the other day, we always get the, you know, the girls who wet their pants and everything like that. We were chasing someone across my bridge probably about a week ago, and she just stopped dead on the bridge. She's like, "I can't go anymore. I'm peeing in my pants right now."
Wow.
Those are always fun, and it's so cold down here.
That sounds really appealing.
We had one of the very first years we started, we had a father bring us two young boys down here, and long story short, the father, as soon as he heard the chainsaw start up, he took off, and he left the two boys in the graveyard, and Pinhead had to walk them out in his hands.
Oh, man. Well, you know, when it comes to the idea of, like, the chainsaw, there are certain characteristics that these very famous, extremely successful horror characters have had over the years, and nothing quite matches the sound of that chainsaw, but, you know, have you thought about designing your own character based upon the traits that make some of these guys so scary?
I have thought about that and kind of toyed around with ideas. But we don't, we haven't implemented one yet, but I had definitely thought about it.
Yeah, it's hard to match the sound of the chainsaw, though.
Oh, yeah.
And so now, I know that there are liability issues that we have to respect, but can you tell us about anybody who has just had a heart attack and died there?
We have not had a heart attack and died. I think we've probably come close before. we've had a couple people have asthma attacks.
Yeah.
We had a youth group come through last weekend, and they got right past Pinhead, and about half of the youth group went running out.
That's all they made it to was Pinhead.
And their question, whenever they got here, they were like, "Well, is it worth going through?" And Pinhead was like, "Yeah, I think it is."
And I'm sure you guys all know CPR, then, right?
Oh, maybe. What I like to do, if I get one that dies around me, I'll just throw her on my couch and kind of play with her the rest of the night and use her as a victim.
Well, you know, one thing that I've brought up in talking with you before that I think is worthy of bringing up again, what if there is some madman out there who has decided he's going to put on his own costume and get his own machete and creep in the back of the field and just start slaughtering people? How long would it take you to figure out this was happening?
Oh, man, cell phones would be going off. People would be running down to me. We kind of keep a close lock on everything, but yeah, that would definitely not be a good night, Joshua.
You'd get a lot of publicity.
We would, and you know, we'd probably all go after him with our machetes and our knives. But if someone that sick to come down here, yeah, that'd be interesting. Interesting little fight there.
So now, how should someone find Pinhead's graveyard?
All right, we're right behind the Waffle House on Smoky Park Highway, which is, if you follow Patton Avenue out towards the Inca Candler exit, Patton Avenue turns into Smoky Park Highway, and there's a Waffle House and a Wendy's and a Fats Cafe all right at our entrance. And if you turn behind Waffle House, it's called Montgomery Street, and you're going to go across some railroad tracks, and it's actually a dead-end road. So right as you go across the railroad tracks, we'll be up there on your left.
Okay, and is there a bathroom there?
We've got a port-a-john. normally, if one of our characters knows someone's in there, they might go out there and mess with it a little bit.
Yeah.
We had last year, I think Jason went, some woman had to go to the bathroom really bad, and Jason went and got in the port-a-john with his machete, and as soon as she opened up the door, I think she went ahead and went to the bathroom.
Yeah, that you can give people a little assistance in that department. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, anything else? How much does it cost to go through Pinhead's graveyard?
This year, it's $15 per victim.
Okay.
We've added Dr. Satan's got his own hospital room this year, and he's got his victim in there, and pretty much all the same old characters. So But it's been a lot of fun. It's been cold down here this past week a little bit, but it's once you get the adrenaline going and start scaring people, that all goes away.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. You know, that gives you even more motivation to get out there and run around and really warm up as you're frightening people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, well, pinheadsgraveyard.com, and I tell you, you guys must be excellent at what you do to have been in business this long. So, I hope all of our listeners will go out there. And how long is Pinhead's Graveyard going to be operating?
We are going to be open every night from now through next Saturday, November 1st. We normally start about dark, which has been getting dark about 8 o'clock. But two things real quick, Josh, if you got a second.
Sure.
Back around several months ago, we've got a parking lot out here right before you get to Pinhead's, and they actually found a dead body down there right behind the Waffle House.
Really?
And and no one can figure out how the guy died or anything. It was kind of real close to our parking lot. But I think you guys need to maybe bring your Ouija boards down here and see if we can find something out.
I think you are right on target with that. What an operation that would be to bring all of our investigation tools there and not only see if we can find something that came from the death, but maybe all of the energy that is being expounded by all the people that are your victims will also create some type of vortex that we can measure. Amazing stuff.
Yeah. So it's I could walk there probably in about 3 or 4 minutes. It's real close to here. So that's definitely something to keep in mind for one of your shows.
I'm going to take you up on that, and also I think that, you know, there are people who are thinking, sure, you don't know how he died. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mobius is here in the studio. What's that, Mobius?
I just want to know if Chucky got the guy.
where his kneecap's missing?
Yeah, he's probably down here looking, found like a little Christmas sack, and Chucky jumped out of it.
The Chucky dude is creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about an arm's reach from Chucky right now, Mobius. I might have to send him over there.
Oh. We got our guns over here. Don't worry. We got the doors locked.
Uh-oh.
But no, in fact, I might send a group over there again this year. Last year, I sent a group over, and they said that it was wonderful. They had a fantastic time.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun scaring them. So.
Okay.
I'll make this quick. April, I got to talk to Lloyd Kaufman, the director of the trauma film.
Oh, yeah.
Up in New York, and I told him Asheville, and they mentioned your name and said you might have something. So they said they were friends with you.
Yeah,
and stuff, so.
That's right. I know Lloyd Kaufman, and in fact, Lloyd Kaufman, he wants to distribute the movie Talking Tall.
Okay.
Yeah, which is about the talk radio business, and Lloyd has been on the show, and you know, we're trying to work with those guys because basically the problem with the Talking Tall movie is we want to try to get it out there this year, and they might not be able to do anything until next year. But that's really cool that he would mention that because, Lloyd's been very kind to us, and it's nice to know that he's saying good things about us.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I mentioned Asheville, they brought up your name.
Yeah, that's great. Cool.
And he was a super nice guy, but
you need to really make friends with him in your business because, you know, you could do your own Pinhead's Graveyard movie.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
have you guys already talked with Peter from the Church of Satan tonight?
No, he is coming up the next hour. He'll be on from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
And, in fact, if you would like to talk to him as well, we're going to open up the phone lines. And if you want to call back in, we'd love to put you back on the air because it's a rare opportunity to get that fellow on the radio.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So sounds good. Yeah, I might try to give you a call here in a little bit.
All right, we'll ask Peter to send some demons your way. How about that?
Okay. Hey, we'll do that. We would love extra demons.
All right, well, Otis, congratulations with all your success, and keep making them pee, man, all right?
All right, we will definitely, Joshua.
Okay.
And I will speak with you soon, and thanks a lot for calling again.
Hey, my pleasure. Happy Halloween to you and your band of evil doers, your villains. So, folks, once again, that was Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard, pinheadsgraveyard.com. How about that? A dead man has appeared right on the scene.